Wake up, wake up.
Hi, I'm Matthew Carlock, and you're listening to another episode of Sleep Deprived Storytime, where I go over the what's, where's, who, how's, when's, and oh my gods of raising my two kids. This is an incredibly exhausting but ultimately rewarding experience. Let's chat.
Now let's get on with the show.
Welcome back, friends, family, disembodied ears on the internet. Is that better than randos on the internet? I don't know. But welcome back to another episode of Sleep Deprived Storytime. This is a different take. A couple weeks ago. Was it a couple weeks ago now? Oof. Or just last week. Yeah, just last week. We took a trip back to our home state of Texas. My wife and I grew up there. Spent 20 years there before moving around, landing where we have. And it's been a very long while since we've seen our group of friends. 4-year-old, 1-year-old. This was the first time flying, so that was a whole experience. It was our first time traveling as a family further than the next state over since the pandemic started. My wife and I used to travel all the time, so this was a pretty big deal. And, you know, it was a lot. It was a lot to prepare for. It was a lot to handle. There's, you know, we got stories about having to split up. We were at the airport. Everyone got pre-check except me, because when flights were booked, didn't have my license. It doesn't matter. Wife, two kids got pre-check, and I got not pre-check, so I had to go wait in the big line. And my poor wife was like with a carry-on and a 4-year-old, and get to the airport, and we say, okay, mom and dad are going to split up. Mom's going to go this way. Dad's going to go that way. He's going to take the bag. And 4-year-old looks at us and goes, can I come with one of you? It's like, no, bad communication on our part. We laughed. It was silly, but it was also weirdly heartbreaking. But, you know, they handled the plane well. And then we landed. Heat hit us in the face. And the first thing we got was Whataburger, because if your opinion is that Whataburger is not the best fast food, your opinion is wrong. That's simple science, simple math. Your opinion is wrong. Sorry. But we got Whataburger, and then we tried to like play a prank on our friends. Oh, it went horribly wrong. In memory of our late friend Jay, I wanted to pull a prank on two friends there. You'll hear their voices in a little bit. That's part of how this is so different. And I wanted to like do something to them. And one of their wives, Becca, came up with this delightful idea to put little noise crickets and hide them somewhere and like in their cars or something. So I immediately was like, yes, let's do that. I purchased them on Amazon. 2 days later, they arrived at my doorstep instead of hers, and they weren't even the crickets. They were like cat meowing things. And I'm so angry because it's like a dumb mistake. We're running out of time. I immediately like purchase the new ones and send them to her and make sure everything's right. And then one of the stupid things went off. So like for 2 to 15 minutes, for 24 hours, for more than 24, for like a whole day or more, it would just, because it's not like a cute little cat meow. Of course, it's like a cat in heat sound. And whenever that sound would go off, I'd immediately swear and grumble, and then you'd hear my wife somewhere in the house going, because she enjoyed my comeuppance, the schadenfreude of it all. Anyway, we were trying to play a prank on them, and they quickly figured, or at least one of them figured it out. The other one was having just a really bad day, and we kind of broke it to them. But, you know, suffice to say, after seeing family and stuff, we went over and hung out with friends, and it was everything. It was. Just relaxing with people that you grew up with, seeing or four-year-old play with their kids was beautiful. Like, he's a shy kid, and they just kind of, like, grabbed him and were like, you're playing with us now. And he's like, okay. I got to play against one of their eight-year-olds in chess, and she's brilliant, and she's smart, and, like, I was blown away by how, like, intelligent and clever she was, and their fearless younger children. And one of their other kids, James's oldest son, is, like, racing, is, like, legit racing little cars, like, on tracks and stuff, and he's doing a heck of a job, but it was just, like, here, friends, laughter, happiness. From pandemic times and other places, it's been hard to get that. It's been hard. And this was just such a wonderful breath of fresh air. So, like an idiot, I brought my microphone with me and I decided to ask them some questions on the spot. But being the amazing friends they are, they kind of expected this of me. Every one of them, well, almost every one of them, have been on the podcast before in previous series, two and one. And, you know, they've given me opinions and stories and whatnot. Got two new voices on here, Nicole and Mike. Since, like, seventh grade, Nicole, since, like, ninth grade. They got two kids of their own. One is seven or eight, like the other kids, and the youngest one is four. The four-year-old's, like, this Viking warrior princess, and the oldest one, like, just had this crazy piano recital. I watched what I could on the videos, and she's spectacular. Like, all of this was happening. If I haven't sighed contentedly enough, let me do it one more time. It was awesome. But anyway, shoved a microphone in front of their faces, and I asked them, what is something they have taught their kids that they are the most proud of? Now, I was thinking they would give me, you know, easy, simple things. But no, my friends went into a, like, weird philosophical rant. Nicole's answer is probably the best. PG-13. You know, I don't think there are little kids listening to this, but, you know, in case there is, that's what's going to happen. But, yeah, they all dug deep and came out with some amazing ideas and answers and stuff. And then I went to the reason why we were in Texas to celebrate my aunt's 80th birthday. Whoop, whoop. There you go, Aunt Candy. 80 years old. So I got to see cousins that I haven't seen in like 10 years, maybe more. Relatives that I've never met before in my life, but also aunts and uncles that I grew up with were there. And then, of course, my parents, my dad came down all the way from California to say a hi. It was just all around great because it was the first time the whole family was back too. And while I was there, I bust out my microphone at an IHOP and I asked them the same question. So I asked them of everyone. And I got, you know, again, great answers. And I'm extremely lucky and fortunate to have family who put up with me and give me such wonderful answers as well. And then I got to sit down and just talk with my mom. And she gave me another, like, stellar answer. My dad is on the one IHOP, and then my mom is later over at her apartment. And then I end this little episode with a rant of my own, talking about what I feel. But all in all, this was an episode in the making that didn't need a script and didn't need things to look out for. It was what was going to happen. So to leave it off, to before we get into the interviews and stuff, just ask yourselves, like, are you really teaching them? Do you understand what you're teaching them? Are you trying to teach them something, or is it something that's going to come out naturally? I don't know. It's amazing, though. Kids are so absorbent. And then they, like, mold it into their own thing. I've talked about this so many times, and it's just something that always blows me away. All right. That's it for now. let's listen to some of the interviews before you hear me come back and rant some more. All right.
So the thing that you taught your kids that you're most proud of?
It's just that you're proud.
You know, what is something you're proud of that you've taught your kids?
Definitely the taste in music.
Taste in music.
Octopus song, which is Octopus's Garden from the Beatles.
Octopus.
Yeah. Ben requests, I want the Octopus song. We know exactly that one. And Lily is obla di obla da. Yes. Oh, also when she was younger, we will, because she didn't say rock you.
I'll come back to you.
I'm proud of teaching my kids how to pee standing up. Let's face it,
you don't have the equipment.
To ask for help once, demand help the second time, and then just take care of the situation the third time.
Okay, so what I wrote down in my notes is that James taught his kids how to drive really fast.
That also.
And he just drops a philosophical bomb on us. So, proud of you.
Okay, what do you got?
Oh. I'm just trying not to raise assholes.
That's a valuable lesson. Okay.
Albert, edit that.
I'm proud to teach our kids to support. I did teach my son how to do that.
It's not as cool. You already have the equipment.
I'm proud to show them that what discipline is and how life can't be given.
Yes, sir.
You can't be given everything in a silver platter. So I think understanding.
Yes, sir.
And the respect for money and understanding where it comes from.
Again, philosophical when I said chess, but I'm
poor
and the love of games.
What do you got, Cop?
So I'm not sure about my youngest, but for my oldest, I taught her a while back that nothing lasts forever. And I didn't realize how valuable a lesson that was going to be, but it really stuck around because she picked it up when she was about 3 or 4. And that's really, really helped me in a lot of situations with explaining things to her. Not just deaths in the family, but a lot of stuff. So nothing lasts forever. That has worked out with my oldest so far. My youngest, on the other hand, just knows how to punch me in the soft spots.
Going serious here is Lily will make friends with anybody. Doesn't matter what they look like, how they're acting, you know, if they have, you know, special needs. A lot of kids tend to shy away from those. She makes friends with everybody. And teachers have commented on that, even how sweet she is to everyone that she meets. And I appreciate that so much about her.
Yeah. I've met Lily literally twice, and she gave me a hug twice today so far. So I'm over the moon. Yes, she's super sweet.
She's really big on manners.
Yes, manners.
Oh, just for context, these are all Texas friends.
Y'all.
Manners is something that the South...
Get that horse out of here. What?
Well, mostly. Manners is something that people care about. Okay, I'm going to come back later. What is the proudest thing you've ever taught your kids? Me being one of them.
When I taught Hannah how to ride a bike at a very young age. Taught my son Maddie how to eat grasshoppers.
Oh, yay!
Grasshoppers. Maddie loved grasshoppers. And Zach, the thing I liked, Zach taught him was we brought him to soccer practice and he finally found out what a soccer ball's for.
Yeah.
I agree with those. And Candy,
yeah.
What is the proudest thing you've ever taught your kids?
I think I, you know, by example, taught them to be self-sufficient, strong, a little bit
respectful. Quiet.
I used to get compliments on the way that Katie would answer the phone when she was a little girl. Hello, this is the Siegel household, and this is Katie speaking.
What about you, Rick? I have nothing to say about that. It's very different. Yeah, probably.
How to hold a flashlight.
Yeah, how to hold a flashlight. Eric would know that. Hold that damn flashlight still. It's difficult, literally, to say.
I mean, you got a few years on us here to think back to.
I know, and but yeah. Thinking was so the other Matt, really, you know. Yeah, to be courteous to other people, and like when we take to the restaurants, they were pretty good and stuff like that. Yeah.
I'll go with that one because manners hasn't come up with any of people my age, so I'll take it. Tim, what is the proudest thing you've ever taught your kids?
I have no kid.
You know what I mean. Nephews, nieces.
We taught them how to sit.
Right.
Stay.
Hey.
They know the word tree.
Tree.
They know out.
I meant, yeah, all right. I'll go with that one.
Well, they are like, you know, we've had it. They are like your kids.
Right. I agree. In your opinion, what is the greatest thing you ever taught your kids?
To enjoy reading.
Why is that your, why is the first thing that comes to your head that?
Because it is the one consistent thing that I was able to do without, you know, tailoring it to each of your needs. It was the one all over thing that I could do for you that would open your world, make you appreciate things, let you hear correct language, let you understand the flow of our culture and other people's culture. It was eye-opening and world-opening. And even if you just start with little cardboard books about trucks, you get there. What's the first book you remember us reading?
A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah.
That's the one that sticks out in my brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in your opinion, what is the best thing, greatest thing, the thing you are most proud of teaching our kids and or just a kid? She's there, I promise. She's contemplating.
I mean, I guess the thing that comes to mind is just always put away all the toys before we watch something on TV.
What kind of lesson is that teaching them?
To keep a tidy house and sane parents.
Tidy room, tiny mind. Is that right?
What?
Tidy room, tidy mind.
Oh. There's a tiny mind.
I might have.
Something like that.
Any philosophical teachings?
I think you're too young for that.
Probably. Okay. Your parenting philosophy?
Well, with regard to toys and stuff, at least, I like, my goal has always been to acquire toys that are fairly, like, blank slates, building pools and that kind of thing, like Magna tiles and blocks and coloring stuff or whatever, so that you can create rather than just doing something that has a prescribed use over and over again. But at least with, like, whoop! All right. Good job. Nice recovery. With the Megazord, I'm glad that he's, like, morphing it into, like, a vulture's sword or whatever, so at least he's
super fast fish sword.
Right. Still using his engineering mind to create with it.
Yeah. We've also done a good job of fostering creativity. He's got Explorer outfits. Thanks, Aunt Linda. and he likes being a scientist.
I had a blow bat instead of a balloon one.
Okay.
A what? A blue bag. What kind of bag?
Not blue bag.
Blue bat. For your laser bat?
Baseball bat?
Yeah. All right, this has gone off the rails. My turn. What do I think is the greatest thing I've taught my kids so far? And honestly, I don't know. I'm very impressed that people were able to come up with answers after I shoved a microphone in their face. I can't think about all the daily things that happens. Like, am I proud that my kid can pee in the toilet? Yes, very, very, very much so. I told my friends that I was very proud of teaching a 4-year-old how to make a sandwich. Now, I haven't been able to be like, hey, go get the bread, get the mayonnaise, get the mustard, and sit down and make a sandwich. But when all the ingredients are in front of him, he knows how to, you know, dip the knife in the mayonnaise and spread the mayonnaise, and knows how to spread the mustard and stuff. But I don't know if I can really count that. Although I will say I'm happy that he's taken up a love of reading, of art. Oh, I know. Storytelling. It wasn't something I was trying to teach him, but oh my God, this kid can weave a story. It is so impressive. He'll just create this plot and keep going. He got it, of course, because the initial format of the show was 5 to 10 minute story of something I just make up on the spot. And I think he's learned from that. So I'm definitely proud of his storytelling skills. But how much of that is creativity and how much of that is something that he actually purposely picked up from me, I can't tell. Nature and nurture, man. It's crazy. That just goes to show all these answers range from the small to small things like sandwich building or taste in music, because taste in music can change. But I'm just saying, like, I'm proud. I'd be proud too if my kids had this like same taste and stuff that I liked. And then talk about manners, talk about respect, talk about intangible things like nothing in this world is permanent. It's all fantastic. And each of us cared about something different, but at the same time, recognize and respect the other parents, what they chose as their, like, I taught my kid this, and we're all like, yes, yes, finger snaps for that, claps for that. It's beautiful and amazing and marvelous. And I love that as parents, I don't think any of us planned going in on the things that we want to teach them. Like, well, sort of like me thinking, I can't wait to teach my kid drums. And it, you know what? If he learns drums, I'm going to be thrilled. If he wants to learn drums, I'm going to be thrilled. But I am far more happy that he's been able to articulate a story right now and create something out of nothing using just his mind. I'm over the moon for that. And that's not something that I had planned on being proud of teaching him. I don't know if all of our friends planned on like instilling a sense of discipline and like, you know, you're sitting there, you're picking out the colors for the nursery, what the color scheme is going to be. You're building your nest and you're just like, oh man, I can't wait to teach them about discipline. It's not the way it works, but it's what happens. And it's such an experience to open up and find out that about yourself. And then when you talk with other parents, finding out about them too. That's awesome. All right. That's it for now. I hope you enjoy this little short episode. Remember to laugh,
remember to learn, and as always, get some sleep. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. Please support the podcast by liking, sharing, and subscribing on whatever platform you're listening to. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at SDSTPodcast. You can follow me personally on my Instagram and Twitters at KCOLRACM. That's at ColracM. And finally, a big shout out to Albert Maldonado for engineering the sound to perfection and writing our really awesome song. All right. See you next time.